This is A Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
I love Mondays. They are one of my favorite days of the week. It gives me an opportunity to kind of get in there and talk to people that I absolutely love and admire. And this person is my first hashtag regular on the show. I'm going to introduce you to my dear friend, Terry James. How are you, Terry?
Hello, Jane. It's great to be back on again today. I appreciate it. And to hear Mark's voice.
I know. Isn't it great that Mark is on the show too? It's great.
We're all together again.
We are all together again. Terry and I met in the 80s. He is now part of a huge radio network called the Lex and Terry Radio Network. Terry James Alive podcast. He is a writer. He's a visionary. He's a comedian. And he's my hashtag regular on the show. So, you know, Terry, today when I was thinking about, like, what are we going to talk about? I thought, you know, let's just take it to the next level. And the next level for me is kind of going a little bit more on the what's next. What's next, not just here on this planet, but what's next outside of this.
And Ooh, I like that.
I know. And I thought you might want to go there with me today. So first and foremost, I heard that you are going to take your show on the road. So tell me, what does that mean for the Terry James Alive podcast?
Well, I've been kicking around the podcast for a long time. It's here on the Empower Radio Network as well, but you know, and it's been doing it for a couple years and not real consistently. And I've decided that I have to do this a lot more and got to take it to the next level. So I am going to be starting in January, and I've been working with some other people to set this whole thing up to where I will be streaming the I'm going to be doing two shows a week. Two shows a week. Okay. Every Monday and Thursday they will be posted, and I will be streaming as I record the shows, streaming the shows live so people could just go to my website, hit the button and check it out. So
awesome.
I've decided to actually turn it up a notch instead of back it down a notch.
I love it. Now, are you going to throw a camera in the mix?
I don't know yet. We'll see. This bedroom is an awful mess. So,
yeah, but I think that really, I think you got to go for it. I think you have to do it. I think
Yeah,
why not? I mean, with the technology, the way it's set up now, I think it'd be really fun to see your goofy face while you're doing the show.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. I'm also going to have, co-hosts from time to time, which I was going to talk to you about joining my show from time to time.
No, I think I'm way too busy.
That's fine. And then, there's a lot of people that I'm going to be talking to. In fact, my wife is actually going to be on the show a little bit more. People seem to like her for some reason.
You know why? Because she's no BS, man. That woman, she tells it like she sees it. And she also knows how to put you in your place.
If that's the way to look at it, sure.
Yeah.
But it's true. Yeah, absolutely. I would like to think that we challenge each other.
Yeah, you do challenge each other. And I'm not, and I'm never too busy for your show. I was trying to elicit a laugh, but you're too serious today. What's wrong with you?
I laughed, or maybe I just smiled. Maybe you didn't see it. I smile at you.
And that's why we need the camera.
And I forgot that it's radio. So here we go.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so two shows, Terry James Alive, starting in January. You're going to do them on Monday and Thursday.
Yes.
You're going to stream. You're going to have some co-hosts along with you. What is the goal? What is that big picture idea that you have for Terry James Alive? What are you trying to do with the show?
You know, as you're a visionary, obviously, and the way it works with me is that I have this vision for it, but I'm also ready for if the vision changes. I don't have an end goal. My major goal right now is to talk about and to talk with things and people that I love. And that's what it's all going to be right now. I'll be honest. It's just a form of therapy for me that a lot of people like to listen in and then hammer me about. So it's right. It's pretty fun. But I'm open for it to going to anywhere. I'll be honest with you. And I'm going to see how this goes. Okay. It's going to be more of an experiment than anything else. But I do have a vision in my mind that I like to kind of keep close to the vest.
Right.
But I'm ready for it to change at any moment.
Okay.
If that makes
sense. Good. Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
I think that sometimes what we envision and then what comes out of us creatively are completely different. And that's okay, because we have to kind of stay with that fluid universal energy and sort of like rise up and say, okay, I'm seeing that you want me to take this left turn right now. Okay, so you had mentioned taking the show on the road. Does that include you going around to different markets and actually doing the show live?
Yes, it does. That's exactly what it does.
Okay.
I will be doing some of the more popular cities. I'm going to let them decide, the people that listen decide where the show will go. But I plan to set some equipment up and have it ready to go, because this new technology that I have, it goes right through an app and to stream live. So you can take a show anywhere you want. So I'm planning on doing it.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what's cool, too, because you've set up such a cool community on Terry James Alive on Facebook. I mean, these people are on there getting to know each other, supporting one another, really kind of cheerleading each other along in life, you know, because we all need a little help and a little guidance and a little atta girl occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
So you've created this really cool, loving community. So why not throw it out to them and
say,
hey, do you want me in your town? Let's do this.
You're absolutely right. And this Facebook page, not to promote it or anything, but if you go over there, it's Terry James Alive. It's under that J-A-Y-M-E-S, by the way.
Right.
And this thing, especially around the holidays, it takes on a whole new feel. I've never seen a Facebook page like this. People they give each other Amazon gift cards. They pay it forward. They don't even really know it. They've never met each other, but they're on there supporting each other through everything. I throw out questions from time to time. They talk about it. I talk with them. They talk to each other. They'll check in to see how their surgery went. You know, there was one guy that actually paid for a nurse for a weekend, because somebody needed to be home for a weekend and they paid for somebody to be there with them. They don't know them. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Well, you know what it is you've created a community of people that are concerned about humanity and bringing it back to, you know, what's important is really love. You know, I mean, not to get all like simple about it, but come on, if we strip it down, we got to get there.
Oh, yeah. And it's also cutting the BS out of your life.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
If somebody jumps on the Facebook page, I mean, it's not a private page, and if it's a public one. So every once in a while, there's somebody in there that'll, you know,
troll
and say something stupid or post a picture of something that's could be taken as inappropriate in a way. And for that page, that we don't take that there, and they'll ask, hey, could you block this guy? And I'll say, absolutely. Boop, you're gone. So it's great.
I know. You know, you really do cut out the BS. I mean, each one of us has an opportunity every single day on what we're going to let in and what we're going to set up that boundary and say, no, I am not accepting this in my life, even if it's a family member or a friend.
Oh, sure.
And you and I've talked about this, but I'll tell you what, when you get there and you get empowered by really setting up lines and boundaries, and they're invisible, but they're not to you. And once you accept what it is that, you know, that you want, all the good stuff just starts flowing in so rapidly because you've made that declaration. You're like, this is what I want. This is what I desire.
Exactly. And I love the way you worded it. It is an opportunity every morning. when you wake up. You have the opportunity to make new friends or to delete old ones. You have the opportunity, because after all, it's your life experience. It's not theirs. And, and I'll go back to the Facebook page. When people will say, how come you blocked me? I'll say, because it's our page. It's not your page. All right. It's our experience, what we've chosen to experience, not what you've chosen to throw in there. I hope you understand. Take your hate somewhere else.
Exactly. You know, because there's plenty of places that kind of honor that nasty, bizarre. I mean, you know, we see it everywhere.
It's called the internet.
And but it's also happening in our policies, in our politics, and in our churches, and in our community. And so I just say, no, I don't want that in my life experience. And it's my Jane Asher life experience. So take your crap and hit the road, Jack, because I don't want it.
Look at you getting all fired up. I like it.
You know what? You do that to me. You make my heart race, because when I speak to you, it is real. There is no crap in the game. You and I like know each other so well, and we had the opportunity to work together briefly, but we've stayed friends for 30 odd years now, and we're on the same trajectory.
Always have been.
Yeah,
you know, we've had some great conversations late at night.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, you know, since this show is happening right now, and my sponsor happens to be one of the most fabulous products and just group of individuals, and you're also tied in with them. So instead of going to a commercial break, you and I are just going to do a live riff on Go Cleanse, because it has absolutely changed my life, and I know that it has changed yours. So it is a health and nutrition supplement. There are protein shakes that you drink in the morning. There's this cool Cleanse for Life. It just clears out a lot of toxins, gets you really focused on feeling good. I mean, even your partner recently just did a cleanse. Lex did a cleanse, and he looks, I mean, he was wearing skinny jeans, for God's sakes.
Yes, I know. He thinks he's Zac Efron right now, and it's really annoying. It really is. It's like, dude, take off the beanie and skinny jeans. All right. You're not Zac Efron, but you look great. And, you know, and he really does. I have to say this. He lost 33 pounds in 30 days. And like anybody who actually does Go Cleanse, you go into it hoping you're going to lose weight. But by the end of your 11 or 30 day cleanse, that's the like second or third thing on your mind, because he just feels so much better. His, and I'll say he's actually kept most of this off too. You know, that's the challenge that most people have. They forget that it's an actual lifestyle.
Right.
And how many times have you sat around when or seen friends that are just haven't taken care of themselves? They'll do something or diet for just a little while and start to feel better and then go back. I think that's human nature.
Yeah, the yo-yo.
But this is a big difference. If you really choose to make this your lifestyle, you can do anything you want and use Go Cleanse as a meal replacement once or twice a day. And when you feel the need to do a couple cleanse days, you do it. That's once you get to your target weight.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anything work faster.
It works fast, and also you feel great. Like for me right now, I'm ready. It's November. I want to get ready to really look hot for the holidays. So I just told my husband the other day, I said, look, I think I'm going to fly into an 11 day. Because in 11 days, I can like trim off all the beer and chips and salsa that I was having fun with this summer and get back down to my, you know, my black dress weight, which is a good thing for the holidays.
That sure is. I mean, think about the holiday parties. You know, a lot of people like, all, you know, listen, I'm going to be honest. A lot of people hook up at these things. You're going to make it you. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. All right. All right. There's a Go Cleanse conversation right there. Oh, speaking of, we do have a great show called the Go Cleanse Conversation. It actually airs on Empower. Terry interviews Scott and Peter, which are the founders of this company. And may I just say, two of the coolest guys that I've had the pleasure to work with. It's just so fun to actually love your clients as well as really enjoy the product that they're throwing down. So
yeah, they're great. And they answer any question or comment. They don't care if it's positive or negative. Yeah. They are ready to go. They're just as genuine as all get out. And the reason behind them actually doing Go Cleanse, you know, bringing that to everybody is genuine. And it's all for all the right reasons, what makes it even more fun.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so that's Go Cleanse. If you want to know more information, you can always go through Terry James Alive. You can go through Lex and Terry Radio Network, or you can just go to GoCleanse.com, and there's coaches standing by to chat with you. Okay.
There you go.
So there you go. Thus concludes the, you know, commercial portion of Voices of Vision. God, those
that
guys
was
are
good.
Those guys are going to be so stoked when they hear this. I'm going to get a copy of it. I love it. Hey, you know, keeping the show going.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I really appreciate their support. So Terry James is my guest today. He is a really great friend of mine. He has an awesome show called Terry James Alive. He's got this killer community. Just go to Terry James. It's J-A-Y-M-E-S. Terry James Alive on Facebook, and join the community. I mean, there's like, I don't know, you've got like 15,000 people, and they're all like-minded. Yeah, I think
they definitely are that. I know, I will say that. And like I said earlier in the previous segment, as soon as some people aren't like-minded, they're booted.
Yeah. And so now coming up on the new year in January, you're going to start doing two shows a week, and you're going to take the show on the road. And I'm just throwing it out there because I'm San Diego based. I would love all of my San Diego people to get in on Terry James Alive, and let's rally to bring him to town, because
that'd be great.
I know. Listen, I can help set that up. And I think that the community here with Diane Ray and myself and a lot of your other friends that are close, like Marky would come down. We really, really could have a powerful Terry James Alive in San Diego.
It is a done deal. Consider it done.
Okay, good.
Yes, I love it. Oh, by the way, I wanted to point one thing out. I don't want to change the subject here. I am so excited because I have one of my favorite guests on my show coming back on, besides you, Jane.
Who?
The Recluse. He doesn't talk to anybody. Richard Bach.
No.
I've had him on before. You could go listen at any other time to Jonathan Livingston Siegel, The Illusions. He has a brand new book out. He's become somewhat of a friend of mine now, at least via email. He has a new book out right now about guardian angels. And I just picked it up. It's very illusionist. Like Illusions, one of his previous books.
Oh, I love that
book. Oh my God, is it great, about recognizing, being aware, and knowing that they are there, your guardian angels. It is great.
I am so psyched. I love him, Terry. And I we had this conversation because I think your mother actually turned you on to him years and years ago when you were just a kid, correct?
Yes, I was able to tell him the story about how my mom paid me $10 to read his book, Illusions. I took the money and did not read it. And
Terry,
it was a good way to introduce yourself to the man.
That is awesome. So when did you actually read the book?
After my mom died.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
After my mom died, I picked it up, and she kept wanting me to read that because she said that there's a character in the book that reminded her of me. And and there were only like two characters in the book. So I'm saying, what are you talking about? Which one am I? I don't fly a plane. She said, you're the one that thinks you could walk through a wall. Cause I would always argue with her about it.
Oh my gosh.
I told her that I could be a different nationality if I wanted to. Mm. I told her that I could be all kinds of stuff.
I love that.
Yeah. And that was the relationship my mother and I had. And that's why she got the book. And she told me this when she gave it to me, but I never read it until she passed away.
Wow. That is so powerful.
It's become one of the most important books of my life. And then to get him on my show when he doesn't do interviews at all was just amazing.
Oh, that's so cool. And so Richard Bach's going to be on Terry James Alive coming up here.
Yes.
Okay. Let's touch on this guardian angels thing just for a moment, because I absolutely love it. I truly believe that the veil is so thin. I mean, what we have, like we're envisioning this and we're creating our life because of reflections, and we're just energy, right? So when we leave from here, we're just right here. We're still here. but and our little pea brains can't wrap it around and be able to see through that veil. But guardian angels, I think they're just there and they're waiting. And what I've heard is that you actually have to ask. They want to help us. But if you don't say to them or speak it out loud and say, hey, sure could have, you know, need a little help over here. Unless you ask them, they can't help you.
Did they have guardian angel rules? I didn't know that.
I don't know if it's rules, but I read that they're there and they want to be involved in our life, but they can't just come in and start moving stuff around or we would trip out, right?
I understand that part of it, but there's also the other part, like when you're young and you, let's just say you're riding your bicycle and you did a jump off of a hill. And like in my case, I jumped off this bike right in front of our house and there's a stake right up through the ground and I fell off my bike and I missed the stake maybe by a quarter of an inch. I would have been impaled. And at that point, I think there might have been a little guardian angel pushing me off a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't ask for it in the middle of the jump. Maybe I did. I don't know. Yeah. But I do believe that they're there. And for a while, and one of the things I look forward to talking to Richard Bach about, for a while there, I've always felt mine, but then I felt that I lost my guardian angels for a little while. And I want to talk to him about how you could recognize that they're there still or how you could get them back or whatever. Maybe it is talking to him and saying a question out loud.
Yeah, I don't know. And, you know, now that you brought that up, I don't know if guardian angels have rules. I think maybe I could be confusing, too, with guardian angels, which I think are always around us. And then souls that have gone before us, which could be family members and friends. They can actually, I really, truly believe it. Like whenever I'm having trouble fixing something, I'll go, OK, Uncle Doug, sure could use a hand here. And miraculously, I can fix that said item because Uncle Doug is right there with his hands. He could fix anything.
That's great. You know?
And you know, when I'm gardening, it's Uncle Cobb, you know, because that guy was always outside, you know, he was the sod.
How can a guy named Uncle Cobb not garden?
Exactly. Isn't that wild?
Yes. Hey,
well, his real name was Claude, but Uncle Cobb, Terry, he could shimmy up a tree like a monkey. Like he could just crawl up the tree. And like start trimming it and stuff. And oh my God, he was just the coolest and still is one of the coolest dudes. I've got a plant in my backyard called Uncle Cobb because he was born on the 4th of July and this plant only flowers on the 4th of July. So I went out on the 4th this year and I'm like, Uncle Cobb, it's
Very
you.
Nice. Hello, sir.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So back to you, Terry. what... In your mind, I'm going to throw a word at you, and I just want you to tell me what it means. Inspiration.
Oh, it's my life. I don't even know what it, if I could define it in one word or what it means.
You don't have all to say one word.
All I know is that if I'm not inspired daily and I look for inspiration and it's out there, inspiration to me is something that makes me feel and makes me feel good, not makes me feel bad. Although sometimes feeling bad can inspire you to go the other way. Sometimes that's what people request to get inspired. I have just learned over my lifetime to try to get a positive experience, to get inspired, to talk to somebody like you, Jane, or to see somebody, an old couple walking on the corner, holding hands. And you just go, man, that's the way I want to be. Or a fit 80-year-old guy who just has energy and a spring to his step and a sparkle in his eye. These are the things that inspire me. And I look for them and I see them every day. And a lot of people don't see them. This morning, I heard this noise. I live in a high-rise condo in downtown Seattle. And I heard this noise at 7 in the morning. And it sounded like there were people at the bottom, like speakers out of a car. And I'm saying, what is going on out there? So I walked out on the patio and I saw all these construction workers who were building an Amazon building right by my house. And there must have been 400 of them. And they were all lined up. And they were doing roll call and they were doing it over a loudspeaker. And I looked down and I was inspired by these guys getting up so early and working so hard. And I just looked at them and I smiled and I quietly thanked them and I wished them a great day. And that got me going for the next few hours.
I love that. I love to absolutely, you know, blessing and praying for people, complete strangers, and
all the time.
Sending love in advance, man. I love that. Terry, we have completely run out of time. I absolutely adore you, and I'm so excited to have you as my regular on the show. So you will be back. We're going to bring you.
I am honored. Yes.
Yeah. We're going to bring you to San Diego. If you're listening today, Terry James Alive, go on Facebook, join the community. It is such a positive, powerful bunch of individuals that really are just getting to know each other because they want to help one another. And God knows we could all use a little love right now. So please join Terry's community. If you're in the market or you want to listen to the Lex and Terry Radio Network, it's super fun. The guys they really don't take anything too serious. No, you really don't.
You will not be inspired listening to that show.
Okay.
No, I mean that in a positive way. It's a great escape. It's a great escape.
It is the great escape. That is the comedian part. Visionary writer, comedian, my friend Terry James, thank you for joining me today on Voices of Vision.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision. Here on Empower Radio.